It's the Reader's Notebook for Monday, January 8th, 2018. Today is the birthday of American hymn writer Lowell Mason, born in Medford, Massachusetts on this date in 1792. The composer of more than 1,600 hymn tunes, he is best known today for his arrangements of Joy to the World and Blessed Be the Tie That Binds, as well as Nearer My God to Thee. He was largely responsible for introducing the study of music into American public schools, and he is considered to be the first important music educator in the United States. He's also widely criticized for his role in helping to eliminate the robust tradition of participatory sacred music that flourished in America before his time. In the participatory tradition, everyone present brings what they can to the musical experience, whether it is singing or playing an instrument or dancing or clapping and so on. Mason favored a presentational style in which there's a much clearer divide between the performers and the audience. He became the music director of First Parish Unitarian Church in the town of his birth at age 17, but he spent the first part of his adulthood in Savannah, Georgia, where he worked first in a dry goods store and then in a bank. At the same time, he had very strong musical interests and eventually started to write his own music. He also became a leader in the music department of the Independent Presbyterian Church, where he served as choir director and organist. Under his initiative, the church created the first Sunday school for black children in America at the now historic First Bryan Baptist Church in Savannah, Georgia. Following an earlier British model, Mason embarked on producing a hymnal whose tunes would be drawn from the work of European classical composers such as Haydn and Mozart. Mason had great difficulty finding a publisher for the work at first. Ultimately, it did appear in 1822 and proved to be highly successful. In 1827, he moved to Boston, where he continued his banking career for some time. He also became a music director for three churches in a six-month rotation, including the Hanover Street Church, whose pastor was the prominent abolitionist Lyman Beecher. In 1838, he was appointed music superintendent for the Boston school system, and during this time he set to music the popular nursery rhyme Mary Had a Little Lamb. In 1845, political conflict in the Boston School Committee led to the termination of his services. In 1851, when he was 59, Mason retired from Boston musical activity and moved to New York. On December 30th of that year, he sailed to Europe, where he developed a great interest and enthusiasm for congregational singing, which he first put to good use on his return in 1853. As music director for the Fifth Avenue Presbyterian Church, he developed congregational singing to the point where that church was known as having the finest in the city. He also changed his view from imagining that church congregations were reluctant to sing to promoting vigorously congregational singing, replacing paid soloists and ensemble performers with large choirs. In 1860, Mason retired to his estate in Orange, New Jersey, where he remained active in the Congregational Church. He continued to be an important and influential figure for the rest of his life. He died August 11, 1872, at the age of 80. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for January 8, 2018. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.